Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little birds bringing us back there. Right out of the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. And also, Rich Gavin is with us. He's got a thrice weekly cyber column that you can subscribe to. I hope you'll go to his website, Mullings, MULLINGS.com, Mullings.com. As I've said many times before, if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. It's always informative and entertaining. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for taking the trip to Iowa in the cold month of January out there to cover the Iowa caucuses and I'd love to talk about the caucuses and how that whole thing works, but I really want to get into some of the candidates. We had Romney by 8 votes, then we had Santorum, which was a big surprise. But you know, Rich, I heard Santorum in the debates. And I was very impressed with him. I've heard him in interviews. I was very impressed with him. And I almost predicted, I didn't quite have the courage to, I almost predicted that he would do well in the early stages of the campaign. I really felt that way about him. What do you think? Were you surprised?
Well, no, it surprised me. I mean, I really thought he'd been buried down at 3%, barely, in some cases, high enough to qualify to even be on the debate stage. The rules where you had to be at a certain threshold in 2 or 3 or 4 national polls, and what our listeners might not understand is that in years past you always drew lots to see where your position was on the stage, but this year somebody had the really good idea that you would be positioned by your poll numbers. Mm-hmm. So when Herman Cain was doing well, he was in the middle of the stage, but Santorum was on the far edge in the two debates this weekend coming up. Santorum and Romney will be smack in the middle of the stage because their poll numbers are best.
Well, see, I'm not going to say that I thought that he would, you know, do what he did. I don't mean that. I remember listening to him thinking, why aren't people paying more attention to this guy? He's got critical mass. And I really think he does. How do you think he's going to do? He still has the money problem and the organization problem, which is the same thing Gingrich has, right?
Well, Gingrich has way more problems than Santorum. But the issue for Santorum is, having done so well in Iowa, he's not blowing off New Hampshire. I mean, he could have waved to New Hampshire on his way to South Carolina, right, Come back for the weekend to do those debates, mm-hmm, and gotten back down to South Carolina, allowing Romney essentially just to have the win, which would have diminished the win in South Carolina in New Hampshire. He's contesting in New Hampshire, mm-hmm, and it would not surprise me if he came in third or even fourth there. I mean, it would be third behind Romney and Paul, fourth behind Romney, Gingrich, and Paul, or Paul and Gingrich.
Why wouldn't he be a good VP choice?
I mean, the biggest problem he's got in Pennsylvania is that the last time he ran for re-election as a senator, he lost by 18%.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to do is see if he can win Pennsylvania. John Edwards did not win North Carolina in the
election. Right, exactly. So that's something to watch. Okay, Paul came in third. Ron Paul came in third.
Right.
And he said something curious over this week, about not thinking that he was actually going to win. I'm not sure how that came about. Do you know that?
I don't remember the exact quote, but he has said, you know, straight through that he said, I'm 75 years old. I don't have the stamina to do this for 5 months at this pace. I mean, you may not agree with him. You may think he's got some ideas that are too far, you know, off the edge for somebody. But he's been doing this a long time, and he's certainly no dummy. And he understands that at that level, he just can't.
Well, I don't agree with a lot of things he says, as a lot of people do, but I admire the courage of his convictions. I always admire that in anybody. Is he a third-party disruptor possibility?
Yeah, it's a possibility, and I'm not sure, though, if he ran, he'd have to run on the Libertarian ticket because they're already on the ballot. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't run as an independent where he'd have to get signatures in each state.
Right.
He didn't have the money for that. That's very expensive.
Right.
But if he decided to go after the Libertarian nomination, he'd probably get it. He'd be on the ballot in all 50
states. He'd beat Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know,
so he, so he might be a bigger disruptor for Johnson than he would be for Romney, right?
Which is I think he would attract people to vote that wouldn't have voted otherwise, as opposed to attracting people that would otherwise have voted for the Republican or Democrat.
Where's the Tea Party in all this, Rich?
Well, there is no Tea Party per se, but where they are, the Tea Party as a kind of a mindset,
movement. Yeah,
yeah, is about where the Christian Coalition was. We don't even. You know, we don't talk about them anymore. Where they were 20 years ago, where you just had to keep an eye, you know, kind of glance out of the corner of your eye to see if anybody was following you with a sign that you didn't need to have somebody following you with. So, I mean, I think they've had a huge impact. The Tea Party has largely been, the whole issue of the budget, finances, spending, taxes. The religious movement, of course, is more focused on the social issues.
Right. We haven't talked much about Romney. Is that because it's a fait accompli?
I think it is. But, you know, geniuses, like somebody said yesterday that I had gotten the order of finish in Iowa exactly right, like a week ago. I said, good, now I don't have to be right for the whole rest of it. I'm off the hook. but I mean, it certainly looks that way. I mean, just as a professional political hack,
yeah.
When you look at the arsenal that he's got available to him, and I was doing CNN International yesterday, and the presenter said, "Well, why isn't he getting more endorsements?" I said, "He got John McCain yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to step on that story."
Exactly, Rich. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great, thanks,
Rich Gannon, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.